Many times when we read through the sacred scriptures, we encounter the wisdom of the world being in contrast with the wisdom of God. And we see that in today's gospel passage from St. Luke, where he says, "Blessed are you who are poor, hungry, weeping, or hated and excluded and insulted, for your reward will be great in heaven, and you should rejoice and leap for joy." Now, the wisdom of the world would say that those are things that could never be anything we could call blessings. And the Lord continues on to show the contrary. For those who are satisfied and comfortable and content, beware. And so as we hear the scriptures today, we all come with our prayers for ourselves, our loved ones, our community, and our world. And we can perhaps recognize the wisdom of the Lord in these words. But it's a grace to be able to see that. It reminds us as well as the story of our Lord with the two men on the road to Emmaus, how they were speaking about the things that happened during that Holy Week. And when Jesus broke the bread, they recognized him. They recognized him in the breaking of the bread. It's by the gift of faith that we recognize the simple offerings of bread and wine become something completely different. They become the true presence of Jesus Christ by the prayers of the church and the grace of the Holy Spirit. His body, blood, soul, and divinity. The world would still see it as ordinary substances of bread and wine, but the grace of God helps us to see things differently. And so as we look at today's gospel and scripture readings, we're reminded of that tendency to always put our trust and our sense of security in the material things of this world or the wisdom of the world. And Jesus is telling us to be careful. Certainly, we recognize the good things that we have in life as blessings, God's gift bestowed upon us. But those blessings can become just the opposite. They can become something of a curse if our possessions start to possess us with an inordinate preoccupation, concern, that can lead to a selfishness or self-centeredness. So the Lord is telling us to be careful, to recognize ourselves, one another, and our world more as he does. And it's a grace that enables us to live that. Our tendency is to put our trust in the things that we can calculate, the things we can feel, the things that we can see right before us. But Jesus is reminding us today to put our trust in him and know that he will give us what we truly need in all the seasons and circumstances of our life. In the Lord's Prayer, we ask for our daily bread. And commentators have said through the ages that when we ask for our daily bread, we're not asking for our daily lobster Newberg. We're not asking for, you know, a bright, shiny new Mercedes every other year. We're asking for what will sustain us, what we truly need. And it's a grace to be able to appreciate the blessing of the simplicity of life, the simple things of life. And God's grace helps us to see things more from that perspective. Each of us comes to the Lord's altar today with prayers for ourselves, our loved ones, our community, and our world. Perhaps all of us can recognize things that we wish were different and can take some consolation in the Lord's words. And also perhaps many of us can recognize some things that need to have a little bit of a new perspective by the grace of God, so that all that we think, say, and do will be for the glory of the Lord.